What's up, family? You are tuned into Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. From KPFA Radio and the Pacifica Network, I'm your host, Kat Brooks.
Our next guest is Nikki Fortunato Bass, the Alameda County District 5 Supervisor-elect and outgoing Oakland City Council President representing District 2. Good morning.
Good morning, Kat. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. First of all, congratulations, Council Member, Board of Supervisor Bass. How does it feel?
It feels terrific. Last night, the final results were posted. So it is official. The election will be certified tomorrow. It was a very hard fought victory. And I really want to thank everyone who was part of our team to get us here.
You will be the only progressive on the Board of Supervisors. How are you thinking about strategy in terms of getting things done?
Well, certainly the board has dramatically changed since the tragic passing of both Supervisors Chan and Valle. And, you know, it's a huge opportunity because the Board of Supervisors controls an annual budget that is twice as large as Oakland's for scale. It's $4 billion plus per year. And it's our safety net system and public health system, our criminal legal system. So there's a huge opportunity in terms of shaping budget decisions and policy. And I'm really taking an approach of collaboration and partnership. I think that's really important right now. How can I collaborate with all of the cities I will be representing and with our partners on the board? We have to really look at what we all care about, and that is safety in our community, opportunity in our community, and it starts with the basics of a home, a job, and healthcare, as well as education. So I'm really hoping to build relationships with my colleagues so we can focus on delivering that sense of security for everyone in the county.
I'm wondering if you could expand on that, Councilwoman, in terms of your priorities in your first term. Like, what are you going in focused on?
Well, you know, I am really proud of the work I've been able to do in Oakland over 6 years, and it's been an agenda with the community around expanding housing security, healthcare, as well as community safety. And so I'll take that into the county really with an eye towards how can we in this moment, especially with the new administration, collaborate across our cities, our counties, as well as our state and federal government, where we do have allies here in the Bay Area. So around housing, I'm really excited that at the county Measure W, which was a general sales tax, that is about to clear legal challenges, and there is $500 million set aside for a range of issues, including homelessness. So that's a huge opportunity to make sure that we spend that money to actually house people and serve them. Another opportunity, I think, is building off of all the incredible community work around reimagining adult justice as well as youth justice. Care first, jails last, and really making sure that the roadmap that the community has put together will create a system where we no longer have deaths in our jails and that we are providing mental health care in the community and health care that is appropriate.
All right, I'm going to ask you to do some community education now. For now, because we've all been trying to figure it out and none of us have quite been able to chart the steps. For now, you are still the president of the Oakland City Council.
Correct.
The mayor has been recalled, which makes, I believe, you acting mayor until you take on your new job. How does that happen and when does it happen?
Sure. So some of the basic steps are that tomorrow or by tomorrow, the county registrar of voters will certify the election results. From there, our city clerk will prepare a resolution so that the city council can declare the results of the election. And so on December 17th, which is our next regular meeting, the council will have a resolution in front of us to declare those results. And it's at that meeting on the 17th that the mayor's office will become vacant, that I will, by our city charter, automatically become the interim mayor. And then our president pro tem, who is Dan Kolb, will become the acting council president. In addition, you know, I won the election to County Board of Supervisors. And so also on December 17th, I am planning to submit a letter to our city clerk stating that I'll resign from my council seat, provided the results are certified tomorrow and there are no subsequent challenges. And that would be effective on January 6th. And so that will allow us to declare the District 2 seat vacant so that we can set an election for both of these vacancies. And that will likely be on April 15th. And then one more wrinkle, obviously I will ascend to the County Board of Supervisors. And so when the new council is sworn in, which is January 6th, they will choose a new president and president pro tem. And then that president will become the interim mayor and that pro tem will become the acting council president. And they will serve until the mayoral election is held and the results are declared and that new person is sworn in.
Oof. That's going to be a lot for folks to
it is follow. A lot. It is a lot. I'm doing a press briefing later today, and we'll try to break it down for folks as well. And one more piece of information is that also on January 6th, when my District 2 council seat is vacant, the council may appoint someone to that seat. And I do want to take just a couple seconds to say I have really been proud to serve District 2 in Central Oakland. It's a wonderful district. It's been my home for over two decades. And so I am fully committed to making sure that there's a transition plan for my council seat and our residents and businesses will continue to be served.
One last question about this and then I'll move on. Does the interim mayoral position come with any actual power? Are there things you could do in your last couple of weeks that could impact the quality of life for Oaklanders, or is it just a placeholder?
Well, I do want to be really clear that Oakland's priorities are going to continue. Those priorities include fiscal sustainability. And so as you and your listeners may know, we are currently working at the City of Oakland to ensure that we have a balanced budget. So that's a process that I'm currently leading as council president. And once I become the interim mayor on December 17th, we'll continue to work on as, you know, in that role, working collaboratively with our administration. So the budget is a huge priority. Community safety will continue to be a huge priority. And I'm sure some of you already know that we have made some progress in terms of our ceasefire strategy in reducing violence here in Oakland. So we want to make sure that continues. And of course, continuing to address homelessness as well as having, you know, the basics of a clean, healthy community.
Councilmember Bass, Supervisor Bass, Oakland is facing a massive budget deficit. Are there ways in which the county can help address that?
Well, I think one very simple thing is making sure that we collaborate. You know, I've seen that we have some overlap in terms of the homeless services we provide. Our macro program is very similar to a program that the county provides. And so I think on the one hand, if we're able to partner much better, we can hopefully deliver more effective services and really streamline how we both use our resources. And as I said, Measure W, which is a general sales tax that is clearing litigation. There's a huge opportunity there for the county to ensure that in Oakland, where we have a large unhoused population and across the county, we are really partnering together to keep people housed and also to get people off of our streets into dignified housing.
The pendulum in Alameda County, the political pendulum in Alameda County has swung pretty hard to the right, which is typical, right? Whenever there are progressive gains, there's backlash that happens. But it does mean we are operating in a different, and I would dare say, new political climate. How does that impact the way you see your job?
Well, I think it means that we have to find ways to really affirm our core values as a society. And for me, those values are around our human rights, our right to housing, our right to healthcare, you know, our right to opportunity, and find ways to really bridge some of the misinformation and division that has been happening since Trump's first administration. I do also want to call out that even in Oakland, you know, despite the recall, and that was, you know, over a year in the making, even in Oakland, we saw progressive candidates win. You know, Carol Fife, Rowena Brown, even myself in a very contested race against hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. So I do think that we have an opportunity to make sure voters have accurate information, that they know how committed we are to loving the city and the East Bay and fighting for it.
Governor Best, you said earlier that you were proud of the work you've done over the last 6 years. What are you proudest of in terms of your accomplishments as you step out of that office and into a new chapter?
Oh, I don't know if there's one specific thing, but I am very proud of the fact that, you know, we have been able to look at issues holistically and look more at what are some of the systemic problems that are driving housing insecurity or are driving violence. And so with that more holistic systemic approach, I'm proud that we have been able to craft an eviction moratorium that was the strongest in the state that allowed thousands of people to stay housed. I'm really proud that we've been able to expand our community safety system. And I know this is work you and your listeners know very well and have been a part of. So we now have a much more robust violence intervention system. We actually have a newer alternative crisis response system so that we're able to really interrupt violence and prevent state violence from happening. Those are things that I think are dramatically different since when I started, and certainly since George Floyd was murdered and since COVID.
Nikki Bass, last words that you would like to share with the listeners, many of whom are your constituents.
Well, again, I just really want to thank everyone who participated in this election. It's so important to participate in our democracy, to defend our democracy. And while I enter the seat on the Board of Supervisors, I hope that there will be more engagement and participation so that we can really make sure that we lift up all of our communities. And thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I appreciate you.
Likewise.
You've been listening to Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. That's it for this episode, family. You can find more information about topics and guests in this episode's show notes. Law and Disorder is produced at KPFA. That's listener-supported radio on the Pacifica Network. The show is produced by Jesse Strauss and hosted by me, Kat Brooks. Our theme music was composed by Steve Raskin of Fort Knox 5. If you like what you heard, please follow us on social media at Law and Dis, that's D-I-S, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to holler at us about something you heard or send us a show idea at lawanddisorder@kpfa.org. You can also find our content live at 8 a.m. weekdays on KPFA. That's 94.1 FM in the Bay Area. Our show and all of KPFA's programs are funded exclusively by you, the listener. And if you're in a position to support us, please donate today at kpfa.org. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. We all we got, fam.